Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said answers are what we have for other people's problems. We're happy to have this privilege today of talking with you about the Word of God. Well, let's get into our study for today and think seriously about the matter of tradition. The word tradition simply means something that is handed from one person to another, or handed from one generation to another, something handed down. Well, when you look at the word, it's used in the Bible in a couple of ways. There is tradition, something handed from one to another, but that doesn't say anything about the origin of that tradition. And that's really where our concern is. When a person says in religion, well, we're doing what we have traditionally done, if the origin of that tradition is just simply a man, it wouldn't make much difference whether we change that tradition or not. If, on the other hand, that tradition is a biblical origin, that is, it came from God, then it does make a difference whether we change it, because we have no right to change that which has come from God. Let's look at some passages now that deal with this matter of tradition. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15, we find the Apostle Paul making this statement, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." Now, if you look at that verse carefully, it doesn't just mention traditions, but it mentions the origin of that tradition. Where did it come from? Traditions you've been taught, whether by word, that is, we have spoken to you, or by something that we have written to you. Now, remember, Paul is an inspired apostle. He's a man who's speaking God's word, and God is directing what he is saying. Therefore, the use of the term tradition in this passage does not mean something handed from one generation to another of human origin. It is something that is handed from one generation to another of origins having to do with God. God telling the men what they were to do and what they were not to do. So very obviously, the passage refers to those who are holding tradition, that is, that which is handed from one to another, but having God as the origin of that tradition. Now later, in this same letter, this is chapter 3 now, and verse 6, we read a statement like this, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us." Again, the term tradition is used, but the origin of that tradition is suggested by the passage. You received this tradition of us. Paul wrote to the churches of Galatia in Galatians 1 and said, "I marvel that you're so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." In other words, what he is saying is this: the origin of the tradition you're exhorted to hold on to must be God. God is the one who has delivered that tradition to mankind. So, the use of the term tradition, as Paul uses it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 3, is something that God said to an apostle, and an apostle delivered it to the people. Now they're exhorted, hold fast that which has been delivered in that manner. Well, all of that just simply means that there is a tradition that we must hold on to that came from God. But there are other kinds of tradition. Some religious orders are so filled with tradition that they don't even recognize that these traditions are not biblical and didn't come from God. They just simply are something handed from one generation to another without Bible backing. And they maintain that those things must be believed and they must be practiced. Friends, what I would like for you to do as we study this week is to compare the tradition that is delivered by God, that came from God, with the traditions that you practice, and see if you're practicing traditions of Bible origin or just traditions that have been handed from one to another. A discussion of tradition came up with Jesus when he was talking with a number of the Pharisees. The Pharisees held tradition very highly, not tradition that came from God, just simply something that they speak and hand from one generation to another. They had a term like this that they used to describe this. This is the tradition of the elders. That tells you something about the origin of it. It did not come from God. This is the tradition of the elders. Now let's go back to Matthew 15 and look at some verses here and show the danger of misunderstanding tradition and what is encouraged in regard to holding tradition as it came from God. Well, verse 2, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." I don't think that he's talking just about being proper as far as eating food is concerned, and naturally it's better for you to wash your hands before you eat. He's talking about traditional washings having to do with the law and the traditions that they had established themselves regarding their religious rites. The disciples of Christ didn't observe their religious rites, their traditions. And so they asked the question. In verse 3, "He answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your traditions?" Now notice, Jesus makes a distinction in regard to the origin of tradition. You're transgressing the commandments of God, so these traditions didn't come from God, by your tradition, the tradition of the elders, the tradition that had been handed from one generation to another, but you're transgressing. That word transgress means to go across boundaries. The idea is boundaries have been set, but you're going across those boundaries. And so when it comes to biblically using the term, we're talking about somebody who does not bind his conduct by what has been taught in the Word of God. He's going across boundaries that have been set from God. In 2 John 9, we have the use of that term. John says, "If any come unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed." But notice, he had already said, "Whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." So going beyond the boundaries and going beyond things that have been revealed by God gets us in the realm of tradition that causes us to be rejected by God and by those who are loyal and faithful to the truth of God's Word. The source of our tradition must be the Word of God. We'll have some more to say about this in our study this week, and we do hope that you'll study with us and we'll be able to learn something about tradition. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved."